You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I went to jail for selling drugs. I'm out now and trying to change, but there's a ton of pressure to go back to what makes money. Help! Let's get into it.
My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Greetings!
Tonight, we're looking at a question that came into our Bridge Loud inbox, where you're welcome to write in your questions. This week's question says, I went to jail for selling drugs. I'm out now and trying to change, but there's a ton of pressure to go back to what makes money. Help. Now, Glenn, as I start us off, here's a weird thing to say on the radio. The three of us around this table know a lot of drug dealers.
That's true.
We know current ones. We know retired ones, semi-retired ones.
Right.
In our work, working with folks coming out of addiction and coming out of jail in Chicago, you might imagine this is a line of work we run into a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
And it can be lucrative, but may not be for long. So we've had a lot of these conversations, and what do you tell guys and learn from guys that you talk to about this?
Well, I think the toughest part about it is when you're really in a bad financial situation and you know exactly how to solve that problem and to do it pretty quickly, it's tough to think that the better thing to do, the smarter, more responsible thing to do, is to go the long, slow, hard way of going about getting back on track. But the problem is those negative consequences. They do kick in. They do escalate. Things keep getting worse and worse the further you go. So I think the first thing we want to do is to sympathize with you and understand that it is a tough choice to do the right thing in the situation.
It absolutely is, Jed. And maybe the part of that toughness is added to by the fact that you know how lucrative the wrong choice can be.
Absolutely.
So that can nothing can add to the misery of being broke like having a way to not be broke that you don't want to go for.
No doubt. Look, for anybody, feeling pressured, it sucks, feeling stuck, feeling broke, that's a crappy place to be. That's true for anybody. Similarly, you need money because life requires it. Rent, groceries, all that stuff, it takes money, so you need it. Everybody does. And here's where kind of your situation actually is worse than a lot of people's is you can get money. You know how to do that. And so every hour, every day that you don't choose that option means you have two separate torments that you're living with. One is being broke, which is really crappy. But the second is that you're choosing to be broke. It actually, if you can dig it, it says a lot about your character that you're asking this question at all. The fact that you would have pause and say, I want to do the right thing, and it's tough. Man, we actually have a ton of respect that you would be considering that. You know, a lot of people say, no, I'm broke, I can fix that, I'm going to go do that now. You know, it says a lot about you. I think the question that we want to look at when you're going through a really hard time, which you certainly are, and we have a lot of sympathy for that, is will it be like this forever? This moment where you are broke and you are choosing that. You're choosing for today to keep on being broke. Is this the rest of your life? Is that what we're always going to be looking at? Or is there something else that's going to come along and begin to change things?
It's a great point, and that's what we'll spend the rest of the show talking about when we come back right here on The Bridge Lab. USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's make this happen.
Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Oh, yeah.
where you can answer the question that came in to thebridgeloud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I went to jail for selling drugs. I'm out now and trying to change, but there's a ton of pressure to go back to what makes money help. Now, Glenn, we close out that last segment by Jed bringing up the very good point of when you feel in a situation like this where you're stuck, it's a very understandable situation. On the one hand, I have a thing that I am good at. I have experience in the field that I know can generate some money. On the other hand, it almost inevitably leads to jail, which is, I don't know if you've heard about jail. It's unpleasant.
Oh, that's right.
It's best to be avoided. If you want to verify that, ask anyone who's been to jail. But on the other hand of that is, as Joe's pointing out, just being broke. And that has its own unpleasantness. Yeah. So when you're stuck in that way, it can that can expand to you just like, well, I have to do something to scratch this itch because this feeling is unbearable, and so it shall be forever. But how do we deal with that forever aspect of it?
Well, I think, yeah, there's a sense of, you know, I need a short-term solution to this short-term problem, so I'm not really looking at what might be the long-term consequences. But here's the thing is, there is no long-term future in that. As we're pointing out here, the consequences kick in. But it's not like anybody, you know, goes out and it's not like this drug cartel is offering a 401k, this generous dental plan. That's why you went
it's matching up to the first 3 kilos.
That's right. You know, this is not how these things work. These people end up, God bless them, either in jail or dead, for heaven's sake. That's part of what that lifestyle entails. We think you're worth more than that, that your life is worth more than that, and that's why we're pointing you in this different direction.
Absolutely, and Jed, with a lot of the folks we work with who are going through this exact situation, it's not that they don't believe or want to have a normal kind of 9-to-5, what they would call a straight job, just, you know, you go in, you punch the clock, and you have a W-2 and all that. It's that there are things that job does not give them that this other lifestyle does. That is the hang-up. So how do we start to address those issues?
Well, it's all about time. Here's the thing. Selling drugs pays off right now in a very literal way.
Yes.
You go out in the morning, you come back in the evening, you got a lot of money in your pocket. Not all of it belongs to you, but that's a topic for a different show.
Right.
But it pays off right now. If you get a job as a truck driver, you get a job as a welder, you get a job as a businessman, those jobs pay off later.
Right.
Not really today.
Right.
And that's a tough thing. And actually, in a big picture sense, that's even more true. You know, as Glenn's right, no one ever got old and retired to Boca as a narcotic salesman.
Right.
You know, a nice, comfy villa. It just doesn't work that way. But people who work for FedEx, people who work for, you know, U.S. Steel, they retire every day and go and, you know, play with their grandkids and live their life. The difference is when the payoff comes. You know, most bad decisions pay off right now, which is why we make bad decisions. Whereas most good decisions take quite a while to really get to that big payoff, but it does come. That's the thing about it. So what we're looking at is patience. And the question I think that we need to ask and we'd encourage you to ask is, what's standing in the way of being patient? You know how to be patient. I mean, we've all had to wait for things. So what's standing in the way of being patient in this particular context?
It's a great point. We'll look at that when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud. back to Here on the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
When you're parking in the parking lot for the drug cartel, do not park in the boss's space.
That's bad.
It's really bad. I mean, it's bad in most lines of work, but in that one, it could really be bad.
Yeah. So many mid-70s Impalas in that parking lot. And you'll know the bosses because it's the goldest and the longest.
Yes.
So joining us, the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
When they say reserved for upper management, they mean it.
Yeah. It's like the idea of a cartel upper management. We really think he's a bright young go-getter.
That's right.
He might make it one day. Well, we are talking about such things, not only because they delight us, but because we continue to answer questions that came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I went to jail for selling drugs. I'm out now and trying to change, but there's a ton of pressure to go back to what makes money help. And Glenn, Jed ended that last segment for us looking at the idea of what are the things that are standing in the way of us having the patience that the person who wrote the question, the guys we work with, I think they know that's the answer, is to be patient, to work the long game. But there are some mindsets that are standing in the way of that. So now that we have an idea of what those are, how do we start breaking them down?
Well, from what we see, you know, we do ministry with people who are behind bars and people who are dealing drugs now or may be in the, again in the future. And part of that dynamic is they've got families that are used to the money that is being made there. If you got kids that are hungry, you're telling that guy, you need to do what you need to do to get that money, and the sooner the better. So there becomes a certain amount of pressure, even though they want you to not be in jail. They're also requesting you do the thing that put you there.
Sure.
So it's tough to follow that advice and figure out how to be responsible. We know a guy in our ministry that left that life and became a car salesman instead of a drug salesman. Used the same skills, bless his heart, and he's one of the most successful car salesmen in Illinois. So there is a way to do that. You have to figure out how to manage those voices that are telling you what to do.
That's absolutely right. And Jed, I think one of the things that our friend that Glenn is talking about there, and a ton of people we know have made that same transition, notice is it's a lot easier to take care of your kids in the way that's being asked of you here if you are not a guest of the state.
No doubt about it. Look, bottom line, you want to be a man before all else. We appreciate that. You want to manage your affairs. We appreciate that. You want to take care of your kids, of your lady, of your mom. We want that too. We're actually on your side. Here's what we've seen having dealt with a lot of people's lives. The best way, by far, that you can possibly take care of your loved ones is as a free man working a legal job who has no fear of being taken from their lives at a moment's notice.
Right.
I can't emphasize that enough. For your kids, the thing they care about way, way more than the fanciest clothes is you being present in their lives. That's the thing that they want. And, you know, you may be getting pressure from maybe your lady or from your mom to say, you know, we need more or we want more and you should do something about it. But, you know, again, you being present in their lives as a free man has a legit job. You don't have to be looking over your shoulder. Not only is that the best way that you can provide for them, but that's also the best example that you can set for your kids as they're coming up of how a man actually handles his business.
Absolutely right. We'll be back right here on the Bridge Wild.
Yes, I will follow you. Still, my hands are wide open, my ears tuned to hear the words you have spoken.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
You know, you have to pick the right HMO when you're considering different drug cartels to join.
Absolutely.
Different, whole different health plans.
It's so important to comparison shop your cartel health plans.
Yeah.
Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
Look, the compensation is not just cash. You have to look at the benefits as well. They're not all created equal.
That's correct.
Sure, some of your better cartels, you can get a tiger.
That's true.
Yeah. You know, I don't get dental, but I get a tiger.
Yeah, that's right.
These are the kind of transitions we all have to make. We're continuing to answer the question that came to the bridge loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I went to jail for selling drugs. I'm out now and trying to change, but there's a ton of pressure to go back to what makes money help. And as we mentioned before, Glenn, you've been doing this work a long time, working with folks going through this exact transition, and it's fair to say maybe you picked up some wisdom along the way, some tips and tricks, maybe even a few secrets.
The secret sauce!
So what do you tell guys when they're struggling this exact kind of thing when you work with them?
Well, I think our friends in 12-step programs have a saying, it works if you work it, and this is a situation where it's a tough thing. It's not a microwave kind of situation. It doesn't work out right away, but it will work if you work it. There's a good plan for it to have a good life. You have to work that plan. It takes time to kick in, and we are sorry about that. We know that that is not a good, fun, pleasant thing, and we're praying for you on that. We care about you. But it's about recognizing as well that if you're working that plan and trying to live that good and right life, that God actually cares about that. He's going to come alongside you in that. He's going to bless those efforts, open doors for you, and we are praying for you.
Absolutely right. Jed, anything you'd add to that to close us out?
You know, a lot of my friends that have been in the situation that you have been in, what they describe is, I feel like I've got an X on my back.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like it doesn't matter if I try and do something good now. It doesn't matter if I try and do the right thing now. Because everybody, all they're ever going to see me as is a thug. And that's, you know, that's all I'll ever be. And I want you to know that we don't see you that way, and God doesn't see you that way. There's another saying that comes out of the 12-step community, which is to say, the people who knew you then won't believe who you are now. And the people who know you now wouldn't believe who you were then. You may not be able to see that yet in your life, but we can already see that about you. And in fact, we believe God can already see that about you. The hardest steps on the journey that you're on are always the first few steps. That's always true. But if you've got the courage to even be thinking about this, then you've got the courage to take those steps. And we can give you a preview of what's coming, which is, right now it looks like I have an X on my back and no one will ever see me as anything other than that. In very short order, you're going to get to a place where most people who know you wouldn't believe you ever had an X on your back. That's actually the future that awaits you. And those people are going to cheer you on and love you and accept you in a way that seems impossible today. So keep going, man. Don't give up. Don't get discouraged. Take that one next step on that one next day. We believe in you.
And we'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.